Ranking Member on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, Joseph Osewusu, says he is scandalized by the massive alleged corruption in the judiciary. He said the expose by Anas Aremeyawa Anas brought to the fore hardcore evidence which cannot be swept under the carpet. Speaking on a current affairs program behind the news last night, Mr. Osewusu commended the Chief Justice and the Judicial Council for taking swift move by suspending the persons involved. He, however, pleaded with the public to be circumspect in commenting on the issues as the case remains mere allegations until proven otherwise.
I was not surprised, but I was scandalized. We've had a lot of rumors, large amounts of perception in the people's mind, but probably the first time I'm confronted with alleged hardcore evidence to support the rumors and all the perceptions people have. So even though I've not seen the evidence, I'm already scandalized that such matters should now be available. I would have wished that they remain rumors. And when there's a hardcore evidence as alleged, then nobody can run away from the reality now anymore.
But looking at what is happening in the media, especially former President Rawlings wants circumspection on the issue in order not to destroy or tarnish the entire judiciary. What do you think?
I think he's right in that sense, circumspection. Circumspection in the sense that what we're talking about now remains an allegation until they have been proven. That's why the judicial process has been started, and the evidence will be put before the judges or the panel, who will determine whether the judge and the evidence are admissible, and two, whether when admissible, the weight is sufficient to support or ground the charges that will be brought against the named judges. So I guess I agree with him that we should not be too excited and come to a conclusion that the evidence is conclusive. No, the persons named or identified will be given the opportunity to challenge the content. And if they're able to show that indeed there's a justifiable defense, or that even or the faces they see in the tape are not them, or the voices are not them, then you have the judge will have to determine who to believe. So we should not be excited, overexcited. There's a process for determining the value of the evidence and even the admissibility of the evidence that we are talking about here.
Ranking Member on Constitutional and Legal Parliamentary Affairs, Joseph Osewusu, talking to Agatha Samoa.
A law lecturer at the Central University College, Yawapong, says it is legally unacceptable to label the judges cited in the alleged corruption scandal guilty until proven by a court of competent jurisdiction. Speaking on Behind the News, Ms. Opong said there is a need for Anas to be cross-examined to establish the truth in the allegations. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
It is regrettable indeed that even people who should know better, including even prosecutors, have called for the prosecution of these people based on these allegations, which I am very sure they had not even seen the details of, and that just based on allegations that have been thrown about in the media, people can just conclude that allegations are proven and therefore the people should be prosecuted or otherwise punished. It is regrettable.
We hear some of these judges are calling for Anas to be cross-examined. Should this be allowed or entertained?
I think he even understands that better than some others, because being a lawyer, he knows that once you make an allegation, especially allegations that border on the commission of criminal offense, then if you give your evidence and you are not even available to be cross-examined, the evidence may be struck out. And so he understands that. I'm very sure that if need be, and criminal prosecution may be founded on the allegations that he has made, I'm pretty sure that he will be available to give evidence and also available to be cross-examined. If it had been some other state institutions or other organs of state, they may have also decided to set up a new committee to look into allegations, and eventually some people may not even be found culpable, even when the facts are proven, or may not even be punished. But this is an organ of state that has opened up its doors. Allegations have been made. They are determined to follow the due process of the law. Give people the opportunity to be heard, fair opportunity to be heard, in compliance with the rule of law and the set of legal framework that we have fashioned out for ourselves. So I think that we should rather highlight the good side of it. So I agree to a large extent the former President Rawlings. I think that's an excellent admonition to all of us. Be that as it may, this should not diminish the growing public confidence in the judicial system. It should rather enhance it.
That was a law lecturer at the Central University College, Yao Opong.
A child rights activist, Bright Appiah, says Ghanaians must not take the judiciary for granted. Speaking to Radio Ghana on possible human rights violations following the expose on alleged corruption, Mr. Appiah wondered if cases that passed through these judges could be reviewed in order to pardon those who might have suffered abuses. He spoke to George Ankara.
First of all, I appreciate the work that has been done by Anna Sarimiao. He's a very great piece. We need to commend him for the great work that he's done, the life that he has laid down for some of these revelations to come up and all that. So we'd appreciate him for the work that has been done. And I think that looking at the position of our judiciary, we need not to underestimate what they can do, as well as not to also take them for granted. It's an institution that even anything that happens in this country, and you want to seek for justice, this is the very same institution that you have to go to seek for justice and all that. So it plays a very important role in terms of how the ordinary person can seek for justice. But looking at the expose and the outcome of it, the negotiations that have gone on, to the extent that some judge negotiating for gold and yams and other things, it places a whole lot of responsibility on them. So for me, if these people have certain cases that relate to human rights violations, or certain cases that relate to criminalities and all that, the system should be able to investigate that further to see whether indeed in their judgment they were able to do fairness on the surface of the law, to see whether pronouncement that they've made, decisions that they have made to that effect are really in line with law, and if they were not influenced by any external forces in relation to some of the revelations that were made in the expose that Anas came out with. So the council might take time to investigate a lot of things, because it has to do with the lives of people. It has to do with fundamental human rights of persons. So we cannot just take it for granted. But once those that have been involved, because the judges that are involved are not ordinary judges, they start on serious cases that relate to human rights violations, that relate to financial issues here and there. So if the judiciary wants to do justice to that institution so that it will also clean itself away from some of the things that we've heard, they should also try as much as possible to look at serious cases that relate to human rights violations and how they were dealt with by these very same judges, and then ensure that the ordinary people get justice.
Does that mean they are called lords? They should be allowed to do anything they want to do, and then
no.
Allow people to suffer incarceration in the face of injustice?
Not at all. That is why, on the basis of the position that I not made, that's why I'm making that statement, that whatever it is, within the law, they make judgment, and that judgment goes to affect people. Therefore, we have to treat that institution serious, and anything that concerns an institution, we have to accord it with all the necessary things that we have to do to ensure that their judgment, they are fair, and then also whatever they say is by law.